If Christ were your child. In recent days, there went out notices about sales and reduced prices at many retail stores. It was also determined that all people should return to their hometown to be with their families. While in transit, a certain young man was traveling with his fiancée, but they were not able to find a place to stay. It came time for her to deliver a child, so they pulled into a parking garage because there were no rooms available in any hotels. And it was in the parking garage that she delivered her son. Now, all this may sound familiar, and as a matter of fact, there has been some literary license, shall we say, to paraphrase a section of scripture. This is a poor attempt, I admit, at updating scripture, but it comes from the book of Luke, and we know the story, and we know how it goes. Here's the actual text from the Bible, from the New Revised Standard Version. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Now, all joking aside, what would you do if that were the case? The conditions that we all know these days are quite similar. People are going through a lot of hustle and bustle to make their way home to be with family. It may not be for the purpose of census registration, but it is the same in that we find ourselves coming together with family. Great masses of people moving here and there. But what would you do if you found that you were Mary and or Joseph and this Christ child was being delivered to you, through you? If you were Joseph, would you deny paternity because this young woman was still your fiancée? If you were Mary, what would your reaction be to your condition? Are we prepared today, right now, in this very moment, to be parent to Jesus the Christ? Sure, we can have judgments about what should be or what we shouldn't do. But what would you do if you were selected to be the parent of this chosen child? It's important to make a distinction here. Consider Jesus as the person, as the human, and Christ as the personification of that higher consciousness. Some of the translations translate the word Christ as the anointed one or the Messiah. It's in this context that defines the consciousness of that Christ presence within us and for us. At the same time, consider the news again. It's predictable that there will be stories in the news about a child being born either on the way to the hospital by the side of the road or under some other set of challenging circumstances. In that news story, they'll talk about how the child was born under these horrible conditions and yet made it. The news will report that mother and child are doing fine and cite the police personnel or some other rescue personnel who came to their assistance as heroes. We know this scenario, and we know it'll happen again, and that story will more than likely make the news. This scenario is more than a familiar story, it's real. The story actually being told and retold and replayed comes to life every day within us. The story of the birth of that Christ consciousness happens on a daily basis, and it has the opportunity to happen on a daily basis within us. In real terms, we are all responsible for birthing that Christ consciousness within each and every one of our lives. We are the recipients of the gift of divine consciousness, and yet we rarely open that gift. More importantly, do we even know that we have it to use in this world? This Christmas is an opportunity to consider this gift and to remember that we are celebrating the birth of Christ within each and every one of us. To make the point and restate some of the above in a slightly different way, here is some more editorial license being taken with Scripture. For within you, Christ consciousness will be born, and your name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Mother, Father, Princess or Prince of Peace. That comes from Isaiah 9:6. Then one might consider the question, what difference does this Christ consciousness make? What's it all about? Why even bother with it? Why consider this consciousness thing as important? Again, taking a bit of literary license, consider the following. God, in the eternal plan, chose to make known to them how great for all people are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in and among you, the hope and guarantee of realizing glory. And that's from Colossians 1:27. So, as we celebrate this Christmas, consider that the celebration is the birth of Christ within each and every one of you. That awareness is where the presence of the Christ Spirit and consciousness comes alive. So yes, Christ is your child. You are the father, the mother of this child. Let your newborn show and glow in the world so that all will know peace on earth. God bless.